Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This show is for college recruiting fans.
What a run! He's got away! Wow! Touchdown! What an athlete!
The inside story on the Ducks, the Beavers, the national recruiting scene, and high school prospects across Oregon and Southwest Washington. This is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec, Scorebook Live's Director of Recruiting, and the expert players, coaches, and fans follow.
Ooh-wee.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Hello and welcome to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan. Every year, roughly around this time, I kind of trick myself with an article that forces me to watch a lot of film or check updated rankings and kind of do my own little mental math of where things are at every position in the country. And I think it's a good time of year because we're heading into the summer. It's the end of some of the 7-on-7 events. It's the start of some of the showcase events. So I can kind of map out who I want to see. And it's also, you know, you can't just go off last fall's film entirely because guys get better. And you look at a guy like Gatlin Bear, who I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we had him on the show, and he's just, his stock has just skyrocketed. He went from being the nation's number 180 prospect to a borderline 5-star recruit. I mentioned on the show that there are people kind of starting to talk about he might be one of the best recruits in the country, if not the best recruit in the country. He just picked up an offer from Alabama. So you kind of have to do a mental reset. And one of the things I try to do is not only get a good understanding of the rankings themselves, but it's also good to look at positionally. Okay, let me look at the top 30 running backs. Let me look at the top 30 receivers. Let me look at the top 40 offensive linemen and not only get a gauge for how good they are, ranking them again myself, but also finding out how many are left. You know, is there a position where 38 of the top 40 guys in the country are gone? Because if that's the case, you know, those last two are going to be highly valued, highly coveted. If there's a position where only two of the top 25 guys are committed, then you know that that's a spot where kind of there's still some jockeying for the top talent. So I did that this week. I started doing it, and the first article came out with the all-uncommitted team. I look at the best prospect, the best couple of prospects, obviously the offensive line, it's an all-uncommitted team, so 5 offensive linemen, the best at every position who are uncommitted, and also gave people an overview of what's going on at the position. I started with quarterback, and again, I mentioned this a number of times, most of the top quarterbacks have been off the board, and they commit earlier than any other position in the country. 25 of the nation's top 29 quarterbacks are off the board, and that's been the case now for a few weeks. So there are just a handful of players left. You look at a position like edge rusher, and you see that there's a ton of edge rushing talent, and that's pretty traditional. Edge rushers tend to take the longest of every position to commit. So I'm going over all of this, and I'll go over the all uncommitted team and Oregon's chances with some of those guys a little later in the show. But one of the things that really stuck out was, and I hate saying it because if you're the number 3 recruit in the nation, you're a good recruit this year, but this is one of the worst classes I've seen in a really long time. 2024, there are just years. It's weird that it works like that because you think it's the whole country. And so some years, yeah, there might be slightly better. Some years, yeah, slightly worse. But there aren't years where there's just not a ton of talent. And that's kind of the case this year. And I think you could make a strong argument that the number two, number three player in the country in this year's class would be right around 14, 15, 16, 17 in a normal year. To give you an idea, I mean, and you could say, well, that's insane, but if you, even if you break it down by position, you look at Dylan Raiola, who's unquestionably, according to the rankings, not only the number one quarterback in the nation, but every single recruiting site has him as the number one prospect in the nation, and he's a good player. I want to be clear. If you're considered the number one player in America in your class, even if it's a down year, you're dang good. But where does he rank in a traditional year? Last year, he probably would have been QB5. And that's the number one player in America this year, would be QB5. And it just sort of trickles down from there. So it's a really interesting year in recruiting in the sense that I don't necessarily think you just look at the board and go, oh, number three tight end, we really want him. I think the gap between the number three tight end and the number 15 tight end isn't that significant. I think the gap between QB2 and QB25 isn't that significant. It's not a very good quarterback class. So I was going over every position, and that was my big takeaway. And the biggest and craziest position for the drop-off is offensive line. This is the worst year for offensive line talent I've ever seen. And I feel very, very, very strongly that's accurate. Not only are there not a ton of dominant offensive linemen, but if you look at guys who are rated number three in the nation, number four in the nation, number five in the nation. I'm talking about number three, number four, number five offensive tackles in the country. Those guys are always locks to be five-star recruits. If you're the number four offensive tackle in the country, most years you're a top 20 recruit nationally. This year, guys who are three, four, and five at offensive tackle rankings in whichever site you choose, 24/7, On3, if you check the other sites, at least one site has those guys as a three-star prospect. To give you an idea of like how difficult it is to rank these guys this year, it's really tough. You could love a guy. You know, On3's number one running back this year is Nathaniel Frazier out of Modern Day. He's really talented. He's a good player. I'm not taking a shot at him or anything. He's not even in the top 170 on 24/7 Sports. Not even a top 170 player. So it's not just that there's a mixed bag. It's that there's a lack of high-end talent, and people are trying to say, okay, who's the best running back? And where do we rank him? Because, you know, this kid traditionally would be the fifth best running back, so we don't want to make him a five-star. But then you compare him to the O-line group and the linebacker group and the corner group, and suddenly you start moving him up the board. It's a very interesting year, and I think it's the first year I've ever covered where I'd almost like to do, like, a comparison ranking where I pull – like, okay, he's the number 10 receiver in the country committing in 2024. And then I go back and say, here's roughly what he would have been rated in 2022 or 2023. Because I think it matters. I think you could finish with the number one recruiting class in 2024 this year. You could finish with the number one recruiting class. And you could convince me that it's that same talent, if you plucked that talent out and put it in 2023, wouldn't be a top seven class in the country. Like, it's just a down year. And again, no position bears that out more than the offensive line group. I do not hate this offensive line group. There are good pieces to this offensive line. So, again, if you're the number one offensive tackle in the country, even in a down year like this, you're still a really good football player. Nobody's saying, you know, the number one lineman in the country this year couldn't play Power 5 football. Not even close to what I'm getting at. All I'm saying is maybe this year's number one offensive tackle would be the number eight offensive tackle most years.
Well, and isn't this a little bit like, you know, the parallel of what people have been saying about this last year's NFL draft?
Absolutely.
And all the quarterbacks that are going in. And people saying, you know, obviously you have to pick high and you want the best guys out of this group, but compared to maybe last year's group or maybe next year's group, it's not that these guys aren't good in their own right, but when ranked collectively against some groups that have come before and after, maybe not as high up there.
Well, an offensive line, to just tie a bow on that and hammer this point home, this year's class has six offensive linemen who are ranked in the top 100 and only one who's in the top 50. One offensive lineman in the top 50 recruits. Last year, which was a pretty normal year, it wasn't an exceptional year for O-linemen. Remember, 2024, one lineman in the top 50. Last year, which is a pretty average year for linemen, there were five in the top 25 and eight in the top 50. Eight! 8 times as many top 50 recruits along the offensive line. And you go, well, maybe it's a great year for edge or D-line or quarterback. What I'm telling you is it's not. There's this void that's being filled with, like, we got to put somebody up there. It's a really interesting year, and it is fascinating, Buck. I really don't understand that, and somebody needs to explain the science of it to me, because it does seem to be, it's random to some extent. Like, just, you're going to have some years that are better than others. But it is weird to me, whether it's the NFL draft or a recruiting class, it is weird to me that there is such a disparity between years. You'd think, okay, it's a giant, giant sample size. It's the entire country, and we're the only country that plays football at a really high level. So it's the world's population of great football talent. And some years you're like, wow, this is a great year. And other years you go, the number 5 kid in this class would not be top 25 last year. And that's crazy to me. I just don't get it. It's baffling. Somebody needs to explain the science of it to me beyond, yeah, it you know, things, talent ebbs and flows like anything else. But to have this wild of fluctuation is weird.
It does seem a little bit amiss that it would be, there'd be such a big discrepancy.
I'm floored by it. And you look, and there's so many guys that I look at, and really the offensive line group is what highlighted it. Cause I was looking at, okay, who are my top 5 offensive linemen in this class for an all uncommitted team? By the way, the top 2 offensive linemen who are committed are both randomly from South Carolina and both committed to South Carolina. So the number 3 and number 4 offensive line recruits in the country are both from South Carolina and committed to the Gamecocks, which I just think is, again, another sign that this is a very weird year. Now, that's not, like, totally freakish. South Carolina is an okay school. It's just very, very strange that if you go, okay, who has the top 2 linemen in the country this year? People would guess Georgia, Alabama. Nope, South Carolina. Anyway, I was trying to put together my top 5 offensive line for the all uncommitted team. And again, we'll get to it. Oregon's heavily involved with a number of these recruits. That's part of the reason I'm bringing up this exercise. And I had a really hard time coming up with 5. And the reason is I'd watch the film on Huddle, and it'd be like, okay, this is the number 2 offensive uncommitted offensive lineman in the country. And I'm like, man, he's good, but I have questions. So then I'd look up his rankings across the various sites, and I'd go, oh, weird. Rivals has him as a 3-star, you know, and he's the number 2 offensive lineman in the country on 24/7, and On3 has him as the number 27 offensive tackle. Okay, let's look at On3's number 2 offensive tackle. Oh, weird. 24/7 has him as the number 49 offensive tackle. And when that happens, it can be 2 things. And it's usually not the good one. The good version is it's a really deep class and there's so many good players that you don't know what to do. And so there's a wide fluctuation in talent. The flip side of that is no one has a clue who the good players are because there aren't any no doubt slam dunk good players, just absolute no question studs from day one. And so it's projection. And so you're sitting as a group in 24/7, you're sitting as a group as On3, and we're like, listen, we know this player has some real holes in his game, but let's put him at Georgia or Alabama. If they coach him up to his ceiling, how good could he be? And another site goes, yeah, we like his ceiling, but we like this guy's ceiling better. And that's why you're seeing so much fluctuation in the data and so much fluctuation in these recruits. And again, because I was seeing that, because I like to do a reset, I felt like it was time. Okay, it's time to go look at the best players in the country. And man, oh man, it is a down year. It is a very down year. I put Gatlin Bear as one of my top 4 uncommitted receivers in the country. And I feel really good about that. I really like him. I think he's a good player. But part of the reason I felt so good about that is no one's going to come at me with, like, how in the world did you leave this guy off the list? Because no matter who you leave off out of a top 4 of the uncommitted guys, someone's going to have a gripe and someone else is going to say, how in the world did you put this guy on? How did you leave this guy off? Because there are probably 20 guys you could say are top 4 uncommitted receivers in the country because there's not much of a gap between them. And generally there is. Generally there's 5 or 6 really good receivers that you really, really want. So very, very strange year. We'll break it all down. Where does Oregon have a chance to potentially add some of these all uncommitted prospects? And which programs have the best chance to move up or down? And you'll see some trends. There's some interesting trends in this look where it's like, man, Georgia and USC have a real chance to move up. And so does Oregon. We'll talk about that next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So the first segment I laid out that I went over all of the, or a huge majority of the top uncommitted prospects in the country, and what I came to find is that this is an extremely down year for talent, and just in my evaluation, and I'm one person and I'm different than other people. I also checked with some other experts to see if I was on the right track, but I was watching film and I'm watching the number three player in the country, the number four player in the country, the number five player in the country, and so on and so forth, the whole top 10, and I'm going, man, I feel like the number six player in the country most years would be like 30th. He's good. That's a good player, by the way. If you're the number 30 player in the country, you're really good. But those top 10 guys are almost slam dunk guarantee day one contributors. Maybe they're not all Americans immediately by any stretch, but they've got a chance to be special. And so I ended up looking at not only where there was uncommitted talent, who has a chance to move up in the rankings, it also gave me a better understanding of this class. And sometimes I have to almost trick myself into doing these exercises, and I've done this for a decade. So I have little like cheat codes for myself. And one of them is doing the all uncommitted team, because not only do you get an idea of how deep a position is in terms of what's left, but you also, because you're watching the prospects, you get an idea of how good everyone is. And that was my big takeaway. And so I'm very glad I did it, because my takeaway ended up being, oh man, 2024 is not that great. And that tracks with everything we've seen. We've seen a number of players who were top 150 guys, top 100 guys, who have jumped up to the number five player in the country, the number 22 player in the country. That movement comes when people don't feel good about what's at the top. And that makes sense. That makes sense. Taking a look at the top uncommitted players in the country at every major position, I broke down offense. Defense probably comes out tomorrow. 25 of the nation's top 29 quarterbacks are off the board. I've talked about that for a number of weeks, that was going to be something that kind of things came to a head for Oregon here very, very quickly. And they did. They got Luke Moga. One of those four uncommitted quarterbacks in the top 29 is Michael Van Buren. He's making a decision shortly, and I do expect Oregon to end up getting him. Oregon's going to get two quarterbacks, I think, in this class. I had a chance to talk to Michael Van Buren at the Elite 11 in Eugene, and he said Oregon kind of told him that was the way they were going to go the whole time. So whether he chooses Oregon or Penn State or Maryland, his other two finalists, Oregon was very transparent in, hey, we like you, but we're going to get two. And I think that's the right way to go if you're Oregon. Oregon's not going to get one of the top five, six players in the country at quarterback. So if you can't do that, why not take a couple different bites of the apple, get a couple of guys in that top 25, top 30 quarterbacks in America, and see if one of them doesn't pan out. We've seen Ty Thompson, you know, five-star recruit on Rivals, high four-star recruit on 24/7. We've seen the go all in for a big time guy route. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So Oregon's going to probably go that route. The number one quarterback in the country that's uncommitted is also the number one player in the country. It's Dylan Raiola. Georgia, USC, Nebraska are all involved for him. His dad was a legendary offensive lineman for Nebraska, so they would love to get him. That being said, I've said for a number of months now that I thought Georgia was probably the team to beat. I know that there's been different stretches where, you know, he visited the Nebraska spring game. There were a whole bunch of expert predictions that it'd be Nebraska. He visited USC. There were a whole bunch of predictions that it would be USC. And all along, I've kind of said, I think Georgia's right there. In fact, while he was trending, I wrote an article that was like, don't count out Georgia. USC's got a really good shot here. It's possible. And I wouldn't count out any of those three because anything can happen in the NIL era. But I do think Georgia has a really good chance to land him. The number two quarterback in the nation that's uncommitted is Elijah Brown. And I really like Elijah Brown. I think Elijah Brown might be the number two or number three quarterback in this class. As I've mentioned, I don't love a ton of them. Dylan Raiola is the number one quarterback in this class, according to every major recruiting site, not because he's this generational unreal talent. He's very, very good. I'm not taking that away from him. He's obviously talented. He's the number one player in America. But even last year, Dylan Raiola would probably be the fifth or sixth best quarterback in the country. Definitely not one. It's just not a great year, and he doesn't have a ton of holes. I think Elijah Brown is number two. And I think this is great if you're USC. He goes to modern day. USC is one of the schools he's considering. He's very Pac-12. I know they're USC and UCLA are headed to the Big Ten, but in terms of the way we talk about this stuff, he's very Pac-12 heavy in terms of his list of top schools. He's a top 5-6 quarterback in the country according to most rankings. He's not the biggest kid, but he is very talented. And I think we could see a scenario that makes a ton of sense where Dylan Raiola goes to Georgia, USC immediately pivots to Elijah Brown. He's at modern day. It's close to their school. They have a pipeline to modern day. They're battling against the likes of UCLA and Utah, programs like that. And I think we could see a situation where Elijah Brown ends up being a very, very talented, overqualified backup choice, a second choice, second option for USC. At the running back position, about half of the nation's top running backs are locked up, but it's a very weird year for running back. And I've mentioned this. This is a choose-your-own-adventure, choose-your-own-flavor year at running back. Nathaniel Frazier is a really good player, also out of modern day, by the way. That will be a theme. There are a ton of modern day guys on here. It's one of the reasons I have them picked to win the national title in high school football this fall. But Nathaniel Frazier is the number one running back in the country, according to On3. He's not even in the top 170 prospects on 24/7. So from my list, I went with guys I liked / guys who were consistently rated really highly. Jarrett Gibson is number one in that group. It's IMG Academy. Really talented player. Believed very much to be a Texas lean. I think Bijan Robinson did a really nice job of giving back to that program, being a peer recruiter. I've heard of scenarios where guys go on campus, they meet the star player, and they kind of blow them off. And it's not like you're going to take my spot stuff. It's I'm not interested in you. I'm not going to be here when you're here. By the time you're great, you're not part of my team. I do not care.
It's not my job to hold your hand. This is for you to figure out.
Right. Yeah. Whereas Bijan at the NFL Combine, they interviewed Bijan Robinson, and at the Combine on NFL Network, he was like, come to Texas. They develop running backs. We want you here. Multiple elite running back recruits have said that on their visits, Bijan is their main host. That doesn't happen everywhere, and you can think it should, but it doesn't. I mean, trust me, it doesn't. The star player does not always host the recruit. So the fact that Bijan's been very involved is big. Other schools are involved for Jarrett Gibson, but definitely Texas is a team to watch. Taylor Tatum is the number two running back in the country, according to most recruiting services. Again, a guy that maybe is 8th, 9th, or 10th last year, but is a really talented player. He's out of Longview, Texas. He's scheduled just one official visit so far. It's to USC, and when we look at USC and what they could potentially be, I mentioned they have a shot at landing either of the top two quarterbacks on the board. They have a chance at landing the number two running back on the board. Again, we talk about themes. That will be a theme as we go through this list. A lot of modern day, a lot of Georgia, and a lot of USC. Taylor Tatum is considering a number of schools, but USC definitely in the mix. Jason Brown had a chance to call one of his games with KJ Wright of the Seattle Seahawks over the weekend. I did play-by-play and commentary for a live stream game between FSP and Bridge City from Portland and had a chance to see Jason Brown. Wasn't in the game very long because it was 35-0 in the first quarter because FSP is unbelievable, but got a carry, scored a touchdown. I think he got another carry and had like a 30-yard gain and then called it a day. Jason Brown, really talented player. I don't think we're anywhere near a decision for him. He's visited Michigan State. We did talk to him on Sunday. SB Live Sports did talk to him on Sunday, and he mentioned Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, Oregon State, Penn State, USC, and Washington all as programs. He's interested in Texas is in there too. He is scheduled, as I mentioned, his first official visit to Michigan State, but did say Oregon, USC, Penn State, and Texas could all get, if he had to choose five, now it's not five anymore, but if he was choosing five, that those are the schools he'd potentially be looking at for official visits. I don't think that's a shot at Washington in any way. I think the Huskies are very involved there for him, but they're so close. He lives in Seattle. They're so close, he doesn't need to use an official there. So Jason Brown, number three running back in the country, definitely a player for Oregon to watch, Penn State, Texas, Michigan State, USC. Wide receiver. Only eight of the nation's top 15 wide receivers are off the board, and most are available. Ohio State, unsurprisingly, is head and shoulders doing better than everyone else at the wide receiver position. And you could say, why would you frame it like that? Well, they're the program that's produced Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jackson Smith and Jigba this year. There are mock drafts already out that have Marvin Harrison Jr. and Emeka Egbuka as the number one and number two receiver in next year's draft. And I know it's early, things will fluctuate, but just to have that kind of hype, you know they're good. Ohio State is a wide receiver factory right now, and they have two commitments, Jeremiah Smith and Mylon Graham. Both of those players are five-star recruits. No other program in the country right now has two high-level wide receiver commitments. Oregon is closest. They have two of the top 25 wide receivers in the country already committed to their program, but they come in at like number 17 and number 25, whereas Ohio State's are number one and number two, depending on what service you look at. So Oregon's done a nice job so far at the wide receiver position, but nobody outside of Ohio State has really landed everything they want to land there. Ryan Wingo is probably the number one wide receiver that's uncommitted in the entire country. He's the number six overall prospect visiting Georgia, Michigan, Texas, and Missouri. And I would expect one of those four to end up being the landing spot. Mike Matthews is a kid out of Georgia. And I know, you know, Alabama's recruiting him and a number of schools are recruiting him. Clemson, Tennessee, USC. And his only official visit so far is USC. But I'll say this. I think USC has a shot, but this is an elite wide receiver recruit from the state of Georgia, and Georgia has won back-to-back national titles. When that's the case, I tend to say hands off on that and go, there's a really good chance Georgia's going to get him. Now, again, USC's getting the only official visit scheduled so far, but Georgia's certainly a team to beat. Again, Georgia, USC, and we'll get to more modern day. Those are themes in this whole exercise. Micah Hudson out of Lake Belton is one of the top recruits in the country that's uncommitted as a junior. He was MVP of his entire region. He had 1,200 yards and 17 touchdowns. He's considering all the best schools in the country and is pretty wide open. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and a bunch of Texas schools. I also mentioned Gatlin Bear. Oregon's made the top five for Gatlin Bear and has a shot there. He has skyrocketed up the rankings in part thanks to his 100-meter and 200-meter times. He's 6'2", 180 pounds, and might be one of the three fastest track kids in the country. Everybody made a huge deal, and rightly so, out of Roderick Pleasant. And just how good he was. He broke the California state record.
Friend of the show, Roderick Pleasant.
Right. Broke the 100-meter record in California. Gatlin Bear is a year younger and beat him head-to-head in a race. Gatlin Bear is crazy fast. And he's, again, 6'2", 180 pounds. The knock on him, and part of the reason I think people are a little lower on him, is one, he hasn't played a ton of great competition. He's in Idaho. He joined the show as well and talked about that. But also, he's planning on taking a two-year mission. So even if he commits and signs with whatever school, he will have another recruitment. Your signed letter of intent is only binding for 1 year, and it's a two-year mission. So it may give people a good idea of where he thinks he's headed, but after 2 years, a lot of things change, and we often see guys end up somewhere else. At tight end, this is the position where more guys than any other position are locked in. Four of the top five tight ends in the country are locked in. Most of the top 20 tight ends in the country are locked in. The one outstanding top elite guy left is Jaden Riddell. He's the number four tight end in the country. He's visiting Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee next month. Guess what? Georgia tight end U, widely considered the overwhelming favorite. We've so far been through quarterback, running back, receiver, and tight end, and I believe Georgia has been the favorite to land at least one at every single position. That's how loaded they are. I want to get to the offensive line. That will have real ramifications for Oregon. Same for the defense. You're going to start hearing Oregon a lot more. You're going to start hearing Modern Day a lot more. I'll get to the rest of the nation's all uncommitted team next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 10 of the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going over the top uncommitted players in the country at every position, I built an all-uncommitted team. It's a good way to get an idea of what's left in the class, which positions are more scarce in terms of high-end talent than others, get a feel for the class as a whole, and understand kind of where Oregon, USC, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama stack up, and where they could potentially add talent. As I've mentioned, this is a really down year. It's not devastatingly so. If you're the number seven recruit in the country this year, again, most years you'd be like maybe 25th or 30th or something. So you're still a good player. If you're the number seven player in America, you are a dang good player. It's just that doesn't mean what it does in traditional years. No position has a bigger lack of talent, bigger gap in talent compared to most years than offensive line. This year, only one offensive lineman is in the top 50 recruits in America, and it's a down year. Last year, there were eight in the top 50, and it was a good year, and it was a good year for talent. And eight in the top 50 is about normal. To have one in the top 50 is crazy. This is what made me really dive into this exercise. I was looking over the top offensive lineman in the country, and I was like, he's okay. Oh, he's the number two tackle in the country. Holy cow. And then I'd look him up on another site, and they'd be a three-star recruit, which tells you not everybody's sold on a lot of these guys. One of the players that is way up the list is Brandon Baker, and most people have him as the number one offensive tackle in the country. He is the exception to the rule in terms of guys in the top 50. He is a top 50 recruit in America. His brother, Gary Baker, played for Oregon State, played for Oregon, and is a big advocate for the Ducks. He liked Oregon. He enjoyed his experience, has high praise for Oregon. Brandon Baker has visited multiple times, and the Ducks are very, very much in the mix. He's scheduled official visits so far to Ohio State and Georgia. Here we go again, Georgia. But Miami, Michigan, Oregon, USC, others are still in the mix. I'd watch out for USC here. I'd watch out for Michigan here. Obviously, if you set an official visit, Ohio State and Georgia are in there. But if he were deciding today, he has a long relationship with Oregon. I do think Oregon holds a slight edge heading into the June official visit season. So I think Oregon's in pretty good shape there. They're not a lock by any stretch, but they're in pretty good shape. By the way, he's modern day. He's our third member of the modern day team. The next offensive lineman, the next best offensive lineman in the country, is also from modern day. Again, modern day is loaded with talent, and that's the reason I have them picked to win the national title next year. So we're talking about 2024. Next year, they have the number one edge rusher and the number one running back in the country. If you paid attention earlier in the show, I said Nathaniel Frazier is on three's number one running back this year. You can make an argument that they have the number one and number two all class, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, the top two running backs in America for all classes. That's how good modern day is. They're loaded. DeAndre Carter is an interior offensive lineman. He's the number one interior offensive lineman in the country. USC is considered the favorite there, but there are a lot of other schools in the mix. He's visited Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Texas, and several others. I don't know if we feel real confident anywhere about where he's going. I don't think anyone's ready to just lock in, here's where he's headed. But I do think USC has a great chance with him. Gerby Lambert is an interior lineman out of Massachusetts, but no one really has him on this list. If any individual site were making this list, he probably wouldn't be on there because he's between the number five and number seven offensive linemen in the country. However, there are so many other guys who are 2, 3, 4, and then in another site, they're a 3-star, that just the fact that consistently everyone has him in the top 120 means he's the number 3 uncommitted player in the country, number 3 offensive lineman in the country in terms of where he ranks with this group. He's talented. It's early. Notre Dame is considered the favorite. He's a Massachusetts kid. Notre Dame's a big-time program up in that area, very, very popular up there, so that'll be interesting to see, but there are a number of schools still in it. Jordan Seaton out of IMG Academy in Florida. When it's an IMG Academy kid, those athletes come from all over the country, so it's important to note where they're actually from. Jordan Seaton is a Washington, D.C. athlete. He has more than 30 offers, and it's all over the place. He's considering a number of schools. He is thought to be favoring Ohio State. Again, he's a Northeast kid. Those kids tend to go to Notre Dame. They tend to go to the Midwest. So a DC kid, again, playing in IMG in Florida, but Ohio State's believed to be the leader for him. And then Daniel Calhoun. Here we go again. He's out of Georgia. Very talented player. And guess what? Georgia is considered the favorite for him. That's a look at the offense. On defense, the defensive line is Williams Nwarney is fascinating because we had a chance to watch him. We have boots on the ground for SB Live in Missouri. And our Missouri writer is like, when this kid was outside the top 100, is like, he's the best player of the country. And we're like, pump the brakes. Like, maybe you haven't seen everybody. You're in Missouri. You might just dominate Missouri. And he's like, no. This kid's unreal. He's now the number two or number three prospect in the country, depending on which site you use, almost across the board. So great call by our Missouri people at SB Live Sports. Williams Nwarney is a little bit all over the place in terms of where he might end up. Oklahoma is considered the favorite there, but it's not by any stretch a lock. David Stone Jr., who visited Oregon for the spring game, is from IMG Academy in Florida. There's a reason IMG Academy will be a top three preseason team likely for SB Live Sports. David Stone Jr. is from Oklahoma. He grew up there. Again, it's always important to note where the IMG Academy kids grew up. Oklahoma is very firmly in the mix, along with Michigan State. There are some other schools that have tried to enter this thing, including Oregon, who had him in town for the spring game. But he has made very clear that this is a Michigan State-Oklahoma battle primarily. He's called Oklahoma home and his favorite multiple times just to me. For Halloween last year, he dressed up as a Michigan State football player and said that Michigan State was his co-leader. So those two schools, he's been very clear, are his top two. Other schools could crack the list. It'll be interesting to see, but those are the top two. Edric Houston out of, wait for it, Buford, Georgia, another Georgia kid. And when we talk about where the best talent in the country is from, everyone knows there's a big three: California, Texas, Florida. It has changed in recent years. In the last 3, 4, 5 years, and this is unsurprising given Georgia's success, Georgia, the state of Georgia, has produced as much or more high-end talent in a given year than California, Texas, or Florida. They're that good. Now, they might consistently over a 10-year span be fourth, but they've had years in the last 2, 3 years where they're fourth or they're third ahead of Florida or they're second ahead of Texas and California. But they're right up there, and it's becoming a big four for the four most talented states in the country for high school talent. Listen, the kid's from Georgia. He's a D lineman. We know what Georgia's done with their D lineman. Georgia, the team to beat there. Aiden Breland is the number one defensive lineman in the West region. He is from modern day. Aiden Breland, a little bit all over the map in terms of where he could end up. It's going to be fascinating to see how things shake for him. Certainly, USC would love to keep him home, and that's something that is definitely worth watching. Georgia's in the mix for him. Oregon would love to have him and has been recruiting him. Miami, there's a number of schools trying to recruit him. Ohio State. So he's going to be a fascinating recruitment. He seems to be pretty open right now. At linebacker, another Georgia boy, Sammy Brown. Most people have Sammy Brown as the number one linebacker in the country. He's from Georgia. He's a big-time linebacker. Surprise, surprise, Georgia is considered the favorite. And I believe we are now through every position group, through linebacker, heading into DB, where Georgia is projected as the overwhelming favorite for at least one guy. One of the top quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, O-linemen, D-linemen, linebackers. Georgia's still expected to get. Justin Williams out of Oak Ridge is the number two uncommitted off-ball linebacker in the country. And Oregon's the favorite here. He's a five-star recruit out of Texas, an unbelievable talent. I think you could make the argument that his upside's higher than Sammy Brown. I personally wouldn't, but just because if someone said, you know, I like Justin Williams better than Sammy Brown, I wouldn't say, you are completely insane. What are you talking about? Those two are very, very talented off-ball backers. And it's going to be fascinating to see how that plays out. Justin Williams is considering a number of schools. He's going to have everybody in the country coming after him. But Oregon has a long-standing relationship with him. He's visited multiple times. He's visited Oregon multiple times on his own dime. Oregon, a big-time presence for Justin Williams. And we've talked about Oregon a few times here. Jason Brown Jr., they've got a shot there. We've talked about him with Brandon Baker. They, you know, have recruited but are kind of an outsider for DeAndre Carter. We mentioned him for David Stone. We mentioned him for Aiden Breland. We mentioned him from Justin Williams. So Oregon involved with a number of these kids. At edge, it's Elijah Rushing out of Sal Point Catholic, Arizona. Another, he's the number one edge in the country that's uncommitted. Oregon's strongly in the mix there. There are a number of schools in it for him. He's going to be a tough recruit to land, but Oregon has a shot there. Colin Simmons was supposed to visit Oregon for the spring game and backed out. He is an absolute national recruit, no question about it, out of Duncanville, which is a big-time program. IMG Academy, Modern Day, Duncanville are going to be a few of the top programs in the country this year in the national rankings. LSU, Texas, Georgia, all in the mix for him. And we will wrap things up with the defensive back crew. Again, a number of kids that Oregon are involved in, a number of kids that Georgia are involved for. And then we have really, really juicy Doc Rivers stats, which we can't go through this show without pointing out because you laid it out for me, Buck. Doc Rivers, in one area of coaching, Doc Rivers might be the worst coach in any sport of all time.
I was so floored when I saw this stat that I had to interrupt you about it in the middle of our football show. We'll get to that.
I'm glad you did, though. It's good. We'll go through the defensive backs. Again, Oregon's got a shot for a couple of these kids, and then transition to the juiciest of Doc Rivers stats next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 10 of the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Taking a look at the top uncommitted prospects in the country. Some of the themes so far, as we're down to just DBs. Georgia is the favorite for at least one of the top two or three quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, tight ends, O-line, and D-line, and linebackers so far. So Georgia on the way to success. Oregon's got a number of players they're in the mix for. I mentioned them earlier. Brandon Baker is certainly on that list. Aiden Breland is a guy that they're kind of recruiting. Elijah Rushing is one of the top edge rushers in the country. So Oregon's in the mix for several guys. Jason Brown Jr. said he's going to take an official visit when I talked to him on Sunday. Kobe Black is the number one corner, uncommitted corner in the country, likely going to Texas out of Connerly. Charles Lester III out of Florida is the number two uncommitted corner in the country. Going to be interesting to see what happens there, but he has a great relationship with Florida State. Florida State certainly has to feel good about where they're at with him. Bryce West is the number three uncommitted corner in the country. I told you that I thought very strongly that USC, Georgia, and modern day would be a theme. We're hitting on it again here. Bryce West strongly considering USC. Ohio State is considered the favorite, but a number of schools potentially in the mix for him. KJ Bolden is the number one safety prospect in the country out of Buford, Georgia. Georgia is considered one of the teams to beat. KJ Bolden had told me multiple times, he told multiple people that he was planning on visiting Oregon for the spring game, and then when he didn't come, people went, oh, well, that's the end of that. Not true. I circled back with KJ Bolden. He said, I just turned it into an official. It's a long trip. I was going to have to pay my own way for an unofficial. I'm just turning it into an official visit. So last I spoke to him, now he has not formally announced his Oregon official visit that I've seen. Last I spoke to him, Oregon is getting an official visit for KJ Buford. Georgia is certainly a team to watch. And then we get into Terry Busey, who's one of the more interesting prospects in the country because he could probably be on this list at receiver. He could probably be on this list as a top five or six corner. And if you move him to safety, he's probably one of the top three or four safeties on the list. Unbelievable talent. Terry Busey, Texas A&M is considered the favorite for him. We have to get to your Doc Rivers stat. Please give us the Doc Rivers stat because it's unreal.
For those who weren't watching, the Sixers did not capitalize on their chance to close out the Celtics tonight. And I saw a stat that in similar scenarios where Doc Rivers has had the chance to close out a series as an NBA coach, he is 17-32. Lost 32 potential clinching games in the NBA, far more than any coach ever. Only 34% win percentage in those clinching scenarios. I was appalled.
What about his Game 7? Do you have the Game 7 stat too?
Nine Game 7s he's lost, which is four more than any coach in NBA history.
No one else has lost more than five, and he's lost nine. It's unbelievable.
And he's got another one coming on Saturday.
It's going to be fascinating. Denver right now leading Phoenix 50-33 with a chance to put that series away. Thank you for listening to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan. As always, appreciate you.
This has been Recruiting with Andrew Nemec, the show for recruiting fans. Check out Andrew's work at scorebooklive.com and join us each week for Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.